That is the ultimate question, isn't it? The ultimate question of how God is sovereign as a potter, which I do believe he is, so I'm not going to reject your illustration, it's biblical. And he does get angry at these pots. Let me see if I can put some pieces in there that might help. And then in the end, I'll tell you where I'm going to end. I'm going to end with mystery, which satisfies very few people. But maybe I can say enough to give a little help. God designed us with a moral capacity. We are moral agents. We do good or we do evil. We choose good or we choose wrong. We esteem some things beautiful and some things ugly. There is something in us called a will or a volition which assesses and esteems some things high, some things low, approves and disapproves. And all of that has moral implications. And that's real. Those are real moral acts that are going on there. And when they are wrong and evil, God holds us accountable for them because they are genuinely unpraiseworthy. If John Piper, me, chooses something ugly and calls it beautiful, chooses something foolish and calls it wise, chooses something wrong and calls it right, that's ugly, that's unpraiseworthy, and it's a dishonor to God who made me to choose the right and the good, and he's angry at that. Now, people can handle that so far. But then you say, but you say he's sovereign. He's sovereign. He's the potter. He could change that if he wanted to. He could fix that. And I say, yes, he could. He could. And he is the potter. And he is sovereign. And for his wise and holy purposes, he does not change it. He loosens the reins, as it were, when he could pull them just like this without calling anybody's will into question and pull them back from that. And he lets them do that with the will that he's given them, even though he could restrain them from it. And then we have to ask, okay, if he does that, is his reason for doing it and getting mad at them for the choices they're making, is that reason good enough to justify that pain? And here I have to say, on the basis of the Bible, I trust him that it is wise, that God has wise purposes for why he will ordain that not everybody be saved, transformed, that some people remain wicked. It could be my own son. This brings it really home to me. I don't say these things lightly. Is my son one of those whom God may not exert his sovereignty to rescue? And I don't know. So I'm faced with the possibility of having to choose between God and my son at this point. Is he wise and good and loving, even if he lets my son perish forever and be tormented in hell? Because I believe in hell. And my settling is that God is wise and God is good. He has his purposes for what he does. I cannot call God to account. I can't put him in the dock and get above God and stand over him and say, I'm wise, you're not. I'm just, you're unjust, and pass judgment on him. See, I would respond to Nietzsche, who are you, O man, to decide what is just for an infinitely wise and powerful potter to do with his pots? Who are you? I mean, maybe this potter has purposes for broken pots that are higher than yours, and maybe his anger at them is part of his pottery. Maybe it's part of what the pots should see and admire about him, that he is just at these kinds of, at being angry at these kinds of choices. So this is a high mystery here, I think. This is a high, complex thing. And in order to commend to you and to all of us that God is wise enough and good enough to be trusted with that anger at those pots, all I know to do at that point is what I said, is to send you to watch him work, especially at the cross of his own son. God put forward his own son to suffer so much that he might rescue us to trust him and enjoy him with those perplexities.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.